I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You're now listening to the Orlando Magic HQ Twitter Spaces. Join us as we break down commentaries, fan reactions, and dive into immediate post-game analysis, breaking news, and all things Orlando Magic related. The show starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here at the Orlando Magic HQ for a post-game panel. I am your host, Stanley Swanson. This was tough. This was a tough one because it was there. It was there for us to get this win, you know, start this back-to-back off fresh with a W. This is tough. I mean, listen, I'm just going to call it how I saw it. Of course, tomorrow when I wake up, I'll probably have a completely entire reflection of this. But Mosley, what the hell were you cooking in those last two play calls? What were you cooking, Mosley? Let me tell you guys, we have an absolute sniper on the bench tonight in Gary Harris. Absolute sniper keeping us in the game. All night. I mean, and you guys can definitely correct me if I'm wrong, but Jalen Suggs was driving the ball. Jalen Suggs had a solid game. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Jalen Suggs, but to call a play hoping for a foul, I hope that wasn't the idea of Jalen driving and you'll hopefully get a foul. I really hope that that wasn't the game plan. But all day, Jalen Suggs had been driving the ball towards the basket, and when there was contact towards, you know, the basket, the ball never got above the rim. I don't know if you guys noticed that at all, but today the ball never got above the rim when there was contact near the rim with Jalen Suggs. So I'm not entirely sure what was being cooked on that last play call. And then, you know, the pass to Franz, and then the hesitation by him just to get blocked by – what was Mosley cooking? I felt like up to that point, the Magic – listen, we're on a road trip right now, West Coast. That's a more experienced team. They have LeBron and AD, and we were keeping up tabs with them. You know, shouts out to Gary Harris. Like I said, he got us back in the game. Jalen Suggs, the deflections. I tweeted out earlier if, like, deflections were – this guy is going to lead the league in deflections 1,000%. But it's really just going to come down to, I mean, at the end of the day, did we get the win or not? And we could have – Mosley, what were you doing? I'm going to go ahead and open up the court. We don't got Papa John's half off tomorrow. Bryce, my guy, how you feeling? You saw the game. Like, what are your thoughts, man?
Hey, can you tell me if the mic quality on my end is good right now? Something's going on.
Yeah, no, you are. Like... You are crispy clear in here.
All right. I second the Mosley, what the hell were you doing? I can't for the life of me understand why the sniper of the night, Gary Harris, in his 5-for-5 from 3-point, he was cooking. You need a 3 to end the game. Why is he not on the floor? I don't understand. I get that Suggs got us that second chance. He had been a defensive dog all night. I get it. Somebody else could have sat down, because whatever the hell that was in the last 8 seconds, maybe less 30 seconds, that was inexcusable. Like, we should be at least either going to overtime right now or winning that close game. We did not get the production that we wanted out of our stars tonight. You know, Paolo, that 3-point shot is ugly. I'm not going to lie. I'm not too concerned. It's only game 3 for Paolo. He's going to find it. I know he's going to find it. And then Franz just had an off night, you know, whatever. But we had guys cooking off the bench, and they were not in to end the game, and I don't understand why. Suggs driving at Anthony Davis with the layup when he had been basically doing the same shit all night. I'm sorry, that's not – they hadn't been calling fouls. They weren't calling it. So why is that your idea to just go right at their biggest player, bro? Come on, what are we doing? It just was a tough night. I mean, Cole Anthony off the bench did okay. But, I mean, the real story here was Gary Harris. You know, Markel ended up having a somewhat efficient night, but him taking 16 shots, a lot of those weren't really his. But he had a good fourth quarter to end the game. This team was really frustrating tonight. I'll be honest. I'm going to try to not overreact on the player's standpoint, but the coach, come on, Mosley, what are we doing? I know the previous two games, we really didn't have late game scenarios, but you've been with this team for a while now. We should have figured this out. We should have figured this out. I'm not going to call for his head or anything like that. I know we'll get it. We have a chance to right the ship immediately, but it's just so frustrating. All of us on the East Coast staying up to it's 1:15 a.m. and there's like 60 people in here, bro. Like, we're all frustrated. This is just tough. This is tough.
And listen, it's only, like you said, Bryce, it's only game 3. So it's going to be a progressive season for a younger team. We all understand that. But listen, guys, it's okay to get frustrated, because this isn't the preseason anymore. This is games that actually matter at this point. So, I mean, like you said, our starting unit not being as efficient, man, I don't know. It's really killing us.
We needed them this game. It was one of those games that's like with Houston and Portland, you know, we could have great performances off the bench. But in a close game late, we need our starters to perform. And both of them, Franz and Paolo, like, they had 3 shots. I was talking to Skinny. They had 3 shots in the first half. I'm glad they got their shots up, but they didn't make them. They're 4-for-14 and 5-for-17, and a combined 3-for-12 from three from both of our two star players is not it. I mean, the Lakers are a very good team. You know, they got AD and LeBron, but we should have beaten this team, man. We should have beaten them.
I'm not gonna let my guy off the hook either, Bryce. I mean, you know, I come in here, I say Wendell's the safest player, easiest 15 and 10 in the league, but
he's getting bodied by AD. He was soft in the paint. I'm sorry, mic drop.
Yeah, was it the goggles?
I don't know what he was missing,
because it just.
I mean, he consistently gets bodied by bigger centers, or not bigger centers, but better centers. I mean, he can go off on Alperen Sengun, but I need him to show up against Anthony Davis.
Exactly. I mean, these going up against elite level talent, that's how you're really able to, you know, view yourself. All right, this is my level of play. But man, it's really, I feel like the theme is tonight that we're gonna hear is just frustration, frustration, frustration. Man, no Papa John's tomorrow got me upset right now, guys. Skinny, my guy, you were up first before we go over to Steven and then Chad. Skinny, how you feeling, man? The Magic, we didn't get the win.
Bro, stomach is empty right now, bro. My stomach empty. Stomach turning, bro. I'm in Discord talking to Bryce at halftime. And I go, Bryce, I hope you're not smiling right now. We're only up 4 at halftime, and we had the chance to be up way more. I had the feeling at halftime. Me and Bryce are sitting there talking at halftime, bro. And I'm like, dude, we're not going to withstand this run. We're not, because we're not executing on the things that we need to. Looking through the box score, there is a bunch to be happy about. And tonight there is a bunch to be happy about, believe it or not. It's good that Magic fans are this damn frustrated at the first loss of the season. Shit. Anytime you tell me that the Lakers are the first loss of your season, I'll be pretty damn happy. Okay, that doesn't excuse that I'm gonna get on our players, and that's what I want the theme to be. I hope that is always the theme this season, that everybody, because we said this last year, bro. We were saying this in spaces last year. Oh, next season it ain't gonna be none of this, none of that. There's none of that. There's no softness on a certain player because the team has talked about playoffs this season. Coaches and fans alike have all talked about playoffs. I spared him. I didn't even spare him because I didn't feel like it was needed last game. Jamal Mosley. Bryce, I'm not going to harp too much on what you said, man. I'll kind of leave it where you had it. Simply, I've talked about the fact of you having to figure out your rotations. That's understandable. But what's not understandable is having a guy who's 5-for-5 from downtown on the bench when you needed a 3 to end the game. I don't give a goddamn who it is that you need to take out of the basketball game, but somebody who's shooting 5-for-5 from downtown should not be on the bench when I'm down 3 points. I don't give a shit. I literally just don't care. I'm sorry. I cannot hold that back. That doesn't make any sense to me. That is what it is. At the end of the day, you had your guys on the floor that you believed in to make the plays, and essentially they did make the play, right? Jalen Suggs came in and got the rebound. He takes that three, but man, I just it really does tail back to that. Like, I try to give Mo's a lot of flack, but it tails back to that, bro. There's no way in hell that the first shot isn't drawn up for him. I don't care. Fourth quarter Franz, all that, I don't give a damn. There's no way that the play's not drawn up for Gary Harris there. The inefficiency of this team is really where it's at. It's not like we're not getting good looks. I noticed that through the first two games. I think we're like pretty damn tremendous, pretty damn top of the standard of driving kick, getting guys open for shots. Markelle Fultz was inefficient tonight. Kind of from like the mid-range. He was 7-16 overall, but just some shots that you feel like he would hit. It's not like we're not getting good shots. That's not the issue. We didn't turn the ball over tonight. We just weren't ready. We're I don't know what it is about that second half, what it is about that third quarter. I feel like we came out with the right intensity to start the game. I feel like we, you know, we're up and ready for this game. But that second half, and it's not just against the Lakers. It's not going to be just against, like, good teams. It's just the Orlando Magic. We beat ourselves a lot. And you heard Jamal Mosley talk about that before the season. It's annoying as hell to see it prive into the season. Lastly, I'm going to pass it off, bro. I'm really not going to harp on y'all boys too much. But we, Paolo, and really just the entire team. I mean, Franz shot well from the line, and Jalen shot well from the line. But we have got to hit our free throws. We have too many good free throw shooters on this team to be missing free throws. We make some of those, we win this basketball game. Damn, that's just super annoying that we didn't have Gary Harris in for the shot. Like, I'm telling you right now, there's a whole complete different mood in this space if Gary Harris misses the last three-point shot for this game. So that's just my thought.
1,000%. I mean, the guy is 5 for 5. And it wasn't like he was 5 for 5 where, oh, that almost missed. Like, no, it was sniper. And, you know, you could tell in the way he was – run around the court. He felt it. You know, he felt it. Hey, I got the stroke right now. And then we didn't see him at all in the third quarter. Like, at all in the third quarter. And then not getting him down the stretch. It's questionable play calling. I mean, Steven, you were up next. Before we go, I see a few hands up. Steven, like, how are you feeling right now, man? We're not. I mean, I know you wouldn't be getting the half off Papa John's tomorrow, but you know it's not happening. How you feel about that?
I'm a little emotional roller coaster, fellas. You know that first quarter was so frustrating for me. Just felt like the team wasn't playing under control. I know they wanted to play fast, but it was almost like they were playing too fast at times and not thinking at the speed that they were playing at. You know, I felt like Wendell Carter was getting bullied all night physically. You know, just not being aggressive offensively either. Fultz, love him, but his biggest, my biggest frustration with him is like, man, the aggression we saw in the fourth quarter, why didn't we see that through like 1 through 3? You know, I would love to see that through the whole thing. And I mean, everyone said it, like, how we sit in Gary Harris in the last couple minutes there when it's a close game and you need shooting. Like, you know, I guess you need to go match up size for size, but like, why not go a little bit more small ball and like throw Paolo at the 5 and do a 3-guard lineup with like Fultz, Suggs, and Harris or something like that. We've seen that work in the past, particularly when you need spacing. You know, there was a stretch at the end of the second quarter where you had, I believe it was Fultz, Suggs, Harris, Franz and Wendell Carter, and that's when Gary was starting to go off. And I sent this tweet out and I was just like, this is why you need spacing with the starting unit. And it's just perfect because you got guys driving and kicking to an open man who is a good shooter and gonna knock down those shots, but instead we are driving to inconsistent shooters, and we are driving into a paint that is crowded because no one is respecting our shooters from the arc. And so it doesn't allow like our three, four best players who all work in the same general area of the court in the paint, in the mid range, to like actually have proper spacing. And so it's just like, it's frustrating from like a team roster standpoint. It's frustrating from a coaching standpoint, but then I also have to like remind myself, we are trying to be a 500 basketball team this season, right? Most of us would consider that a success if we won 41 games this year. 41 game winning teams, like 500 teams, they're inconsistent. They have flaws. They lose games. They often have good coaches, but not great coaches. They often have good lineups, but not great lineups, and things to figure out. And that's why they're only winning 500 game, you know, 500% of the games. It's late. Sorry, my words are not coming out properly, but y'all understand what I'm saying here. So like, I'm trying to think of this as like, it's game 3. It's a learning moment. West Coast in LA, you know, young team, young coach, trying to take the next step in learning. We could nitpick at a lot of things. it was emotional. I'm trying to get over it. You know, we got another game tomorrow. We got to wrap, you know, get ready for it and have an opportunity for another W. And hopefully we can come back from this road trip, you know, 3-2 with, you know, still being 500 when we come back home to play the Lakers again and have a chance at redemption at our home court. So I know I just ranted there for a moment. We got some good players. We got a good coach. I got to figure some shit out, like Mosley playing J.I. in the fourth and not at anything in the third clearly tells me he's like experimenting with lineups and not sure how he wants to run this team yet. That's okay. It's just very frustrating to watch in a close game. So,
yeah, no, I mean, that's 1,000% frustrating. I mean, and to Skinny's point, it's just, it was kind of, I think the more frustrating thing about it is it's such a blatant move where
you
got to put in your hottest 3-point shooter to end the game. Like, you know, you don't give it to the guy to drive a ball and hope for a foul. Like,
right.
I think that's like just so blatant. I think like, Stan. It was Gary Harris that missed it.
Stan.
Right.
Stan.
Not worrying if Gary Harris missed it. We tried.
Y'all boys.
Cole misses it. We tried.
Y'all boys.
You know.
I hate to cut y'all off, but I just to add to where Stan was going, Stan, I'm going to let you keep going. You're not only just drawing up a play to drive into the paint. You're drawing that shit up to drive into Anthony fucking Davis, by the way. Like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? It's not a small.
The Lakers had 10 blocks.
It's not a small ball lineup blocks. On the other side of the court, bro. You drawing that shit up to go into Anthony Davis, bro. But I'm going to leave it there. What the fuck?
No, man, you're right, though. It's like, what was Coach doing tonight? You know, Coach was probably the biggest flaw of this team tonight. That's okay. You know, he's figuring shit out, but like, it's frustrating as hell.
I have seen the movie of Franz shooting a 3 off the inbounds pass with 1 second. Like, I don't want to. Why are we rushing it? Why? I've seen, like, I'm not going to harp on any, like, I'm upset with the other play calls, but to me, like, that's mostly trying to figure it out. Whereas that Franz shot, I've seen that shot so many times last year, and now it's happening again this year. Draw something up, man. Draw something up. That's not Franz rushing a 3-point shot and you trying to get the rebound because it's not worked. It hasn't worked.
Last year was that step. I think it was 3 times that we saw that step back Franz for a 3, and it didn't work at all last season either. So yeah, it's frustrating, guys. I mean, listen, it's only game 3. Like Steven said, we got a game tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow. Our starting unit finally wakes up because we're waiting on those guys. I mean, Franz had a nice game the other day, but we're waiting for kind of an offensive outburst from somebody that's not named Cole Anthony as right now. Chad, you were up next. Before we go to my guy Orlando in L.A., who was actually at the game. Chad, how you feeling, man? We're not getting the half off Papa John's on Halloween. It is what it is at this point, but how are you feeling about the play calling and the play itself?
I mean, I was watching the game with my boy Ant in here, Edge. He's in here. And we were just commentating to each other about the game, and we went into halftime, and I just started busting out laughing. I was like, bro, how in the hell?
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Are we even winning right now? Like, it was atrocious in the first half. Like, I don't even think you can sit here and just blame one guy. I think I counted five different players that threw up an air ball or hit the backboard. Like, horrible. Horrible. And we still were up four. I don't know how in God's – I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, bro, when your two best players are, what, a combined 9 for 30 and you're playing against a veteran team at home – who are going to get the benefit of the doubt against with the whistle, you're probably not going to win. It is what it is. That's how the league is ran. And when they're 9 for 30, you're probably not going to win. I don't know what is up with Paolo. He looks dramatically different than what he looked like last year. He doesn't look aggressive. He looks heavy, like his feet look heavy, really heavy. And I even noticed on his three-point shots, he's not like – he doesn't get very high off the ground when he does shoot. But recently, it looks like he's not even jumping. He just looks heavy. And low-key, maybe playing FIBA wasn't the greatest idea. Because he does not – he looks gassed. Like, he looks gassed. That's what – I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but physically, what my eyes are seeing, that boy looks gassed. He looked light, like, during preseason, but maybe that was contributing to, like, you know, he took a little bit of a break. But he hasn't really had that big of a break this summer. And maybe FIBA wasn't the greatest idea for him. But I mean, it's again, am I worried about him throughout the rest of the season? Absolutely not. He's going to figure it out. He's going to get better. Like, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. And if it doesn't, then I mean, it's just a down year. It is what it is, but he just looks heavy, bro. Yeah, the play calling, I mean, I get it, bro. Jalen had been phenomenal defensively with the deflections and hustle plays on ball. Probably not his best night. I mean, bro, whenever D'Lo is cooking like that, I mean, bro, like it was horrible. But I mean, I'm going to say these last two things. I'm going to go. Gary should have been in. Obviously, I think everyone's going to say that. That's the obvious thing. Wendell is soft as baby shit, bro. I've been saying this for a while now, and I've been getting roasted for it. And I really hope people are starting to see this. And I know everyone's going to say, oh, he's in foul trouble. He's in foul trouble playing soft. If you're going to be in foul trouble, bro, hit someone. Do something, bro. Like, just do, like, I don't even care. Like, these, I understand, like, the refs aren't going to be totally in your favor, but my God, bro, like, this man, I said it all last year. He is not a center. He's not a center. I don't think anybody in this space can sit here and tell me what is Wendell? What is he? What does he do?
A power center.
What power center that does what? He hits corner open threes. Does he got a post game?
He's got cool goggles, bro. Piped up.
I mean, at this point, like, brother, like, we got to start being, I mean, Skinny said, I forgot someone said it. We're going to start being tougher on these players because we want playoffs. Start being tough then, because y'all been soft on that boy all last year and was cooking me when I told y'all that man is not a center and he is soft. He is soft. He is soft.
Okay. Chat.
Hang on one second. I'm about to give you an example. I know everyone's going to say, oh, well, that's what he does. Jonathan Isaac has not played basketball in like 2 years. He came out on that court in the fourth quarter and was locking LeBron and AD down, and we went up 11. As soon as he went off the court and it was Wendell, what happened?
J.I. got two Bron buckets on him back-to-back game.
That's it? What happened after that?
Okay, no, I feel that, but like, look. You're saying
two baskets. One of them, sure, was a good LeBron drive. The second one, he threw it up because he thought he got fouled. So 4 points. You're gonna hold that over my head.
I'm not holding nothing over your head. I'm saying to say Wendell is soft is tough.
He's soft.
He's not soft.
I'm gonna be tough. He's soft. I'm sorry. He's soft. It is what it is. It is what it is at this point. At what point has he shown you anything that he isn't soft? What has he shown you? If you can tell me and prove me wrong, then I'll agree. But until otherwise, he hasn't shown me anything. I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that, bro. Like, that's probably the most frustrating thing about tonight for me. And that's really it. I mean, it's a tough game. It's a tough game on the West Coast against LA in LA. It's a tough game. It is what it is. But you got to get better. You got to get better than this, man. I'm looking at guys like we're expecting certain guys to make jumps, and I expected Wendell defensively to make a jump. And so far this year, he hasn't looked any better. Could he get better? Sure. I'm not throwing him out the window, but as of right now, like, he looks soft. So fight me over it. Say that I'm stupid. I'm delusional. Pull up some crazy-ass stats that show Bismack Biyombo as the best defender on the same stat sheet. Go ahead and do it. Go find it. That means nothing to me. My eyes are showing that man is soft. It is what it is, bro. Moving on to where we play the Clippers tomorrow night. I mean, your two stars got to play better, bro. It's as simple as that.
And we play the Clippers at full strength because they say Kawhi is not sitting out. So, you know, we're not going to get a half season of the Clippers. We're getting the full effect of that team. And, I mean, granted, it is a back-to-back. But, man, it was just – I'm at least happy of the fact that earlier in the game, I tweeted it was a 10-point game. 10 minutes left in that second quarter, it was looking rough for us until Gary Harris got in the game. So, thankfully, it wasn't that type of game. But I think it's just really the frustrating manner of losing. I think that's really what it is. But, Chad, I want to ask you something because you came in here, you said J.I. over Wendell. I mean, tonight –
it was a joke. I literally said, I'm joking. But, whenever he came in, I'm asking, like, let me ask you this question. When he came in that fourth quarter, what happened? What happened? Defensively, what happened? Okay, Skinny said LeBron scored 4 points.
What happened? On J.I.? Yeah.
On J.I. One of them was a legitimate, ran right by him, got through. Cool. Second one, he thought he got fouled. He threw it up. Sure, it happens. What happened after that?
Listen, I'm not going to lie. J.I. just got back and everything. He's on the road recovery, but he was kind of getting cooked by the king. I'm not going to lie, man. He was kind of getting cooked by the king, Chad.
Okay, so I guess I'm blind. My bad.
I mean, he was just – like I said, hey, he's getting his legs back under him. This is literally us being nitpicky at this point. But, King was cooking him, man.
Hey, Gang, listen. I hear you, brother. I hear you, bro. Trust me. As like Stan said, as Wendell fans, we get it in Orlando and LA, AO6, Edge, we're going to pass it over to y'all soon. Trust me, I'm not going to hold y'all too long. But like, I get it. Well, you know what I'm saying? But like, J.I., when he came in there, he was not just like locking shit up. Brother was getting cut.
Chad.
All right.
Chad,
hey, you Chad, know what? Chad, I'm going to.
How many boards do you think AD had tonight?
19.
Probably 19 like 20. Fucking boards.
I mean, wild. Bro. And they sit here and fight me over this, bro. Like, I'm like stupid. Like, or. I don't know what else to say. This is, I mean, y'all want it, go for it, bro. But I mean, I'm gonna continue to say it until I am proven otherwise, bro. I don't know what more else I have to say. I understand it's Anthony Davis, bro, but brother, oh my God. If you're gonna foul, just punch somebody. Do something. Like, I don't care at this point. Like, holy bruh.
No, because I hear you, bro. It's the same argument, same game last game against DeAndre Ayton. He shouldn't have looked
good. He made DeAndre Ayton look confident.
1,000%. And I agree with you. So I hear you. I feel you. We just got to bet on another. We got to bet on a better window.
Ayton, who had like a rough game, really? I thought Ayton had a rough game that game.
Nah, he was bitching him, though, Cortez. He was bitching our boy. I ain't going to lie.
Listen, Anthony Davis cooked him, but DeAndre Ayton had a rough game. I want to cut out the other three guys.
Did not have a rough game, bro. He was cooking window.
Ayton was trash that
game. Hey, Tez. Nah, Ayton was trash. I feel it, bro, but he was giving that boy post hooks. You feel me? He was giving that boy 1-2s in the post. That can't happen. Not DeAndre Ayton. No, sir.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Ayton was cooking that boy, bro.
So bro, that's all I'm saying, bro. Like, I don't feel like I'm saying anything crazy or anything like that. All I'm saying is, bro, Wendell defensively is not consistent enough to be a center in the starting lineup for this team. He's just not. Because we also got to face the facts about Paolo. Is he the greatest defender? Not really. He's not that great. Is Franz? Not really. He's not that great. So you really have maybe your two guards are probably your best defenders in your starting lineup. To be real,
respect Franz.
You gotta have like some shot blocking presence in there somewhere, to help out your two. Because if we're gonna be relying on Franz and Paolo to play defense like that, we gonna end up like tonight. It is what it is. Could Wendell get better? Sure, I'm not throwing that out the window, but this is coming in. It's the same problems that was from last year. And we were all having debates on whether Wendell's a power forward or a center, bickering back and forth. In games like this, bro, Wendell's got to play like a big boy. And a lot of the times, he just doesn't. That's all I'm saying.
And just viewing the box score, seeing Anthony Davis with 3 blocks, Christian Wood with 3 blocks, I wouldn't say the Lakers are necessarily a bigger team, but they definitely played bigger. I would say, even though we out-rebounded them, they played bigger. Yeah, and that's really how they got the win. Really, just playing bigger towards the end. And honestly, well, Orlando and LA, you were actually at the game, man. Tell us the vibes. Was that your first Magic game?
That was my first NBA game. Period.
Ooh, congratulations, fam! How was it? Let us know.
Expensive. It was fucking $40. Like, Jesus, but man, bro. It's like I wanna be more mad than I am, but I'm not. Cause I'm like, we played trash and we almost beat the Lakers. I'm like, Apollo makes his 2 free throws that he missed, and Cole Anthony makes that 1 free throw that he missed. We would have won. And if Markel wasn't 1 for 5 on mid-ranges, we would have won. Cole Anthony made more of his shots because the shots that he missed were makeable. We would have won. So it's like, I'm mad, but it was there. It was for sure there. We didn't grab it. It was right in front of us, and we didn't grab it. But, bro, we need some shooting bad, bro. But I know Gary Harris went off, but the way LeBron was guarding Markel, bro, he was just like, if you in that 15 feet and out area, I don't give 2 craps about you. And, like, I'm just like, that's bad when we have Paolo that's supposed to be a slasher and Franz that's supposed to be a slasher. We need some spacing around them. Because I don't know, like, what are they, what is, obviously Paolo is playing bad, and yeah, he does look heavy when he shoots. It's like, I'm like, you not even really jumping, bro. You might as well just stay with your feet on the ground when you shoot. But yeah, it needs to be some spacing around them for them to really go to work. Because if they playing off Markel like that, put on top of him shooting bad, I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to do with that.
Let me ask you, because we haven't really talked about our backup center, because we've been talking heavy about our center. But Orlando, like, what did you see about from Mo Wagner out there? Like, to me, he was really frustrating me watching him play out there. But what was it seeing him live out there?
Honestly, I was not paying attention heavy to him, but I was to Wendell. Like I said, if you're a starting center, you need to grab 10 rebounds minimum. You are a center. That is like your main job. And like, no, bro. Because how? Hold on. Let me look at the box score.
Yeah, 8. Yeah, 9.
I'm seeing 8.
Yeah, he had 8 rebounds. But, and that's not good at all.
It is no way 6'4" Jalen Suggs to have the same amount of rebounds as Wendell Carter. That should not happen ever. Ever. And I know we got guards that like to go for rebounds, but I don't care, bro. That is your job. You get the boards, bro.
But other... We need a... I don't know, bro.
Can we take this quick second? Because you mentioned him, Jalen Suggs, getting out-rebounding. Well, not out-rebounding, but getting the same amount of rebounds as Wendell. You know, we're saying a whole bunch of negatives tonight and everything, but can I take this moment just to say, I don't think there is a player in the league that plays with as much energy and, like, dedication as Jalen Suggs. Like, that dude is everywhere on the court at all times. Like, he's flying. He is everywhere. He is in between... If there's three Lakers there, he's in between them trying to get the ball out of that. Shouts out to Jalen Suggs for bringing that effort every single night, man. He's got that dog in him. I just hope that the decision-making on offense, the shot selection, there it goes, gets better. The shots start hitting a little bit more, which hopefully it will.
And I didn't even talk about that yet. Why was the ball in Jalen? Okay. I know I'm the guy that, you know, didn't like Jalen Suggs as much. But, bro, why did he take the last shot? That is not his job.
All right. He got his own board on that one. That's where I will – he got his own board and the awareness to get back behind the three-point line. I'm fine with it. He had a good look, but he shouldn't have been on the court. It should have been Gary Harris, or at least Gary Harris should have been on the court. And
the first look should have been for Gary Harris.
I'm not going to be mad at Jalen Suggs that last shot, to be honest. Like,
I'm not mad at Jalen Suggs. That's more coaching, bro. You got to draw up a play for your star, bro. We going to live and die by Franz or Paolo. Get them the ball or get our feet the hot hand, which was Gary Harris. Those are your options, bro. I'm not losing a game because you don't want to draw up a play for our best player, bro. You think Kobe wasn't taking the last shot? You think KD or Booker ain't taking the last shot? Like, bro, give it to your best player, please. Please, that's all I ask.
Especially when I'm not mad at Jalen Suggs at all for that three-point shot. I think, you know, when he got the rebound, like Bryce said, that was the smartest thing he could do, especially with the pump fake. You know, able to get the defender off his, like, he did that. But what I'm really concerned about was the play call that was drawn up before that of him driving to the basket. I'm with you guys. Why, if it's anybody that's driving to the basket, let's put it in the hands of the guy that's the most unstoppable. He's going towards the basket. Paolo Banchero. If it's going to be a shot, I mean, granted, we saw Franz Wagner shot and it didn't work out. He hesitated. Bron caught on to it. But you want to see Franz or Gary, you know. So, it's...
Hey, Stan, real quick. Have you, like, it's something I kind of noticed. Franz is shooting the ball really well, except for this game. Has he been really doing the Euro step moves in the paint? I feel like I have not seen that this year.
Oh, we haven't seen the funky Eurostep at all.
I think he did one
in Portland
last game, and he missed.
He did one in Portland over Aiden.
Yeah.
One though, like we used to see him drive to the paint most of the, like, and it was super effective.
Wait,
I don't know why we're not seeing
that. Before we, hold on, bro. I do want to point out that, like, low key that last play, I don't even feel like it's drawn up for Suggs, bro. I kind of feel like it was just like when I saw Suggs take that shit to the paint, I'm like, bro, there's no way. There's no way that's the play. Like, honestly, bro, if you're going in there for a foul, bro, like, there's no way it's Suggs that is the guy that it's drawn up for. So I don't really believe that was the true last play.
We also got to realize, too, bro, because, Bryce, you said Franz hasn't really done that Euro shit, whatever. Bro, teams are going to start figuring us out. And these past three teams, other than the Rockets, obviously, so I'll just say the past two teams, because I think the Blazers did a pretty decent job at it, too. All you got to do against us is crowd the paint. That's it. Crowd the paint.
That's what I'm saying, Chad.
Literally the whole time against the Lakers, they didn't respect the shot. They crowded the paint, and we couldn't do shit. Couldn't do shit.
I'm going to just say one thing. Ain't none of y'all was saying nothing about Suggs when he hit that shot against the Bulls last year, and ain't none of y'all saying nothing when he hit the shot against the Warriors last year. So y'all need to
this
calm
ain't last
down
year,
about
it. No disrespect, now,
I know it ain't last year, but y'all are getting a little too overreacting on this game. Suggs went out there and he balled his behind off. Franz went and airballed that shot with LeBron in his face instead of passing it to somebody else. I know Paolo ain't hitting the shot, Kelly ain't hitting the shot, but y'all need to calm it down. Suggs ain't needing to get no slander for this game. Just saying that.
Suggs ain't getting no slander. We're just saying Gary should have been in the game. He's 5 for 5, and he didn't miss. He didn't miss. That's all we're saying. No, I don't think no one is slandering Suggs, but I mean, dog, the boy was 5 for 5. Oh.
VJ, it's more towards the coaching about that move. It wasn't about Suggs. Suggs had a hell of a game, so.
Suggs was everywhere defensively. I don't think we were in that game to that point. I mean, clearly Gary Harris got us there, but without Suggs getting every single, just Suggs being annoying as hell on the defensive end, I don't think we're in that position without Suggs. I really think all the frustration is with Coach Mosley calling a play for Jalen Suggs to drive the basket to the basket when. That's, you know, that's not the guy that you want to drive to the basket. You know, if you want a guy to drive the basket, you want your 6'10", 250-pound rookie of the year to go ahead and handle that. That's really what you want to do. I mean, like I said, Jalen Suggs taking that last two-second shot, hey, listen, that IQ to do the pump fake, that was ideal, and he actually got the ball to near the basket, unlike our guy, like Bryce said earlier, Franz. We've seen that Franz last second shot a few times now. I don't know, man. I don't want to say he doesn't have that clutch gene, but I don't know. I've seen the step back three a few times. Big Rich, you had your hand up for a minute before we go over to Ayo. Rich, how you doing, man? The Magic didn't get the dub tonight. It's already Halloween. How you feeling, man?
Honestly, man, I'm a little disappointed, but I'm also proud. The team did really good. Everyone came out, and I mean, everyone had to, like, they had like, yeah. I'm not gonna like skip what everyone's addressing. Yeah. What, like, window was not great, and the call by Mosley at the end. I don't know. Honestly, if I'm giving my 2 cents, I don't think that was genuinely the call. If you watch like that shot and how like that everything played out there, they were obviously still rushing when they had plenty of time to get like a better shot up. And I totally agree, like Gary Harris should have been in the game. There should have been like a few guys, in my opinion, that like could have been in the game, because we didn't really play that like we wanted trying to get the way we were trying to get the game when he shot at all. Like, in my opinion, like Gary Harris definitely should have been out there. If not that, like, I feel like if you're going to choose anybody like off his team, you can also put Cole out there, because, you know, Cole has 2 game winners with us. And then also, like, I gotta give Jalen Suggs like credit too, because like, you know what, like, even though like, yeah, I don't want Jalen Suggs to have the very very last shot, Jalen Suggs, like, he's like BJ said, had the game winner. But like, the thing is that there was no real play drawn up. I feel like everyone was rushing because we were like so close to winning, and we were like, and like, I feel like the guys knew like, oh man, we have this, we just need to get this bucket, and we can just lock down on defense. But they rushed it. I feel like the team rushed it. And definitely, like, Mosley could have had way better players out. He could have actually drawn something out, especially with how good Gary was playing. But, yeah, man, like, I feel like there's definitely, like, guys who, like, didn't show up tonight, in my opinion. But also, like, I will say this as my final point when it comes to all this. In my opinion, I kind of agree with VJ. Like, honestly, Jalen Suggs does not deserve, like, as much hate because I don't know, you guys weren't bashing him, but, like, I feel like Jalen Suggs, in my opinion, has been playing some of the best basketball in the past, like, few games. I understand he's made his mistakes, but, like, he's looked really good this year. So, like, I feel like, if anything, like, for sure, this falls on Mose's head. Because Mose, like, what this shows to me is that he's not listening to his guys. Because if you remember what Cole Anthony said last year, it's not about who starts the game, about who finishes. And Cole and Gary Harris was not out there to finish.
Did anybody, you know, because we've mentioned the main players, Rich. You know, anybody on the bench, Joe Ingles, who we brought in to be, you know, we're talking about the spacing and the three-point shooting. We haven't seen that from a guy like Joe Ingles. Like, what are your thoughts on Joe so far? So what is Rich?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Joe Ingles, honestly, in my opinion, I feel like with Joe, like, I feel like he's still doing a good, like, leadership role. I mean, if anything, like, basketball-wise, when it comes to the team, it's not really helping us right now. But also, like, it is the start of the season. He is off to a cold start. I do like how, like, he is, in my opinion, like, I feel like he's still having, like, a vocal role, like, on the team. But also, like, helping some of the guys, like, stay in position when they're on the court. But also, like, he is adjusting to a new team, new situation, trying to get these young teams to the playoffs. But I'm willing to give him a little bit of a pass, but also, like, I feel like it's hard to, like, rush everything right now. Like, it's the third game. We did really, really good for most of that game. We just had our struggles, for sure.
I think that's something that a lot of us, while we're frustrated with the play calling towards the end of the game and, you know, just the rotations, I think a lot of us are going to wake up and think, man, the Magic were really in a we could have won the game. It's really the start of the season. At this point last year, guys, we were talking about being 0-3. Listen, I was listening to the recordings last season. We were in here suffering, talking about some what is going on. We need to bring a point guard. Oh my god, like, yo, we were in here wilding. But right now, you know, this was a tough loss. This wasn't, like I said earlier, this wasn't a blowout. This wasn't a team that came in and just dominated us. No, this was a winnable game for the Orlando Magic. And the broadcasters on NBA TV, they mentioned the Magic are on the come up. People are starting to realize that the Magic are on the come up. And, you know, this wasn't an easy win for the Lakers. I can guarantee you these guys are sore right now. LeBron talking about getting in the ice bath currently right now. This is what he's doing. So, while we're in here being frustrated, let's also remember, yo, the Magic are on the come up, guys. We really are a step right there. We're in the going in the right direction. Hey, yo, you had your hand up next before we go over to my guy, Tito Tez. Hey, yo, how you doing, man? Magic didn't get the dub. We got another game tomorrow. How you feeling?
What's going on, y'all? So, first off, shout out to all the fans. In Florida, it's 2 a.m. and we out here in the space as usual. We dedicated. Half of us probably got work. I know some of y'all unemployed, but that's all right. So I'm going to be honest. Halloween must have came early in L.A. because I did not see Paolo out there. I saw Anthony Bennett. I didn't see Franz out there. I saw Mario
Hezonja. Chill, please.
I had some PTSD watching the game. So, you know, we lost. And you know, I'm only going to end up rehashing everything that everyone else already said, but if the starters step up just a little bit, we do all right because the Lakers bench is absolutely horrid. You look at the stat sheet for the Lakers bench, they have 2 players, 0 points, 2 players with 9 points, right? So they're depending off LeBron, Anthony Davis, and D'Angelo Russell that just played last night, right? So started to step up a little bit. We end up winning the game. Unfortunately, Wendell is 6'8 without shoes, so he couldn't stop Anthony Davis. And it is what it is. You know, he got cooked, right? He got seasoned, he got cooked. It is what it is. In terms of the fourth quarter specifically, where the Lakers were up one, we still had the chance to close out the game. Obviously, we know Gary Harris put us back into the game. We were down almost double digits, I want to say, and Gary Harris just shot his way back into the lead. Doing good there. Without him, we definitely lose the game, I believe. So he's a player of the game, in my opinion. In terms of the fourth quarter, I actually don't want to harp on Mosley too much because I actually love the fact that he brought in Isaac fourth quarter, right? The reason for that is because when Isaac came in the fourth quarter, LeBron was playing point guard. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but he was definitely playing point guard. Every position that he brought up the ball, Jonathan Isaac was on him, and he did a solid job. And then when the subs came in, LeBron went out momentarily, and that's when Jonathan Isaac went out. But I thought he did a great job defending LeBron as point guard. And honestly, I'd rather have Jonathan Isaac out there versus Wendell Carter in terms of defense. Absolutely, 100%. Jalen Suggs, great game on the ball, energy. We already know that about him. So he brought out one of his better performances that I've seen of him. And in terms of the last play call, not sure what happened there. Lakers up one, 20 seconds left. I don't believe it was a call. I mean, this is why we need Kobe Price. I need him to ask Mosley this. But I don't know if that was a play set for Suggs, that 20 seconds left. He going to run it down, open lane, and try to get a foul off of AD? Or were they going to do what majority of NBA teams do and try to get like a final shot? Try to get like an actual play going. So, you know, unless we have an actual beat writer for the Magic, we'll probably never know the answer to that question, unfortunately. So we won't know. In terms of the actual last shot with 4 seconds left, Franz got scared of 40-year-old LeBron. It is what it is. He's 6'10". He didn't feel like he could shoot over a guy 6'8". It's all right. Suggs tried his best. He missed. And we live with that. So we already know that Harris was supposed to be in there. He wasn't. That last play for 20 seconds left, not sure what that was, but it is what it is. As long as the starters come back strong tomorrow, we should be fine against the Clippers. If not, then we're cooked. But it's all right. Come back tomorrow.
It's it's an 82-game season. You never really want to say, oh, it's over. But this game, there was a lot that can be taken away from this game, a lot that can be learned from this game. And I hope Mosley at the top, you're looking at the game tape expeditiously as you get to the hotel. Yeah, I don't need you to do anything else. I need you to go watch the final quarter of this game and figure out, like we started the space, what the hell were you cooking? What were you cooking, Mose? Tito Tez, my guy. How you feeling? Is there any Tito involved right now? Because the Magic lost, you know, let us know.
I'm on my third solo cup with a Tito in it. You already know how it is, man. But let me speak to you guys right quick. All right, can you hear me? I'm in. Stan,
there we go, you know.
All right, bet. All right, so check this out. Listen, man. Y'all already know. I can't stand the fucking Lakers, dog. For us to lose to the fucking Lakers, man, it's just mind-boggling. It's pissing me off. It's annoying. I know we're over this whole little bit, oh, you know, more victories. We lost by 3, man. Fuck all that bullshit, bro. We lost. It is what it is. Lakers was on the back-to-back. We should have took care of business. Let's be honest. Business on business, bro. We should have took care of business. All right. So I know everybody killing Wendell Carter. Stan, Skinny, I had you on my podcast, and I had Wendell Carter as my S factor, and this is what I call him out on. I said, listen, if you don't average over 10 rebounds, you're the one who wanted the most. You're the one who was talking about playoffs. Everybody else trying to be dance around the answer. You didn't skip that answer, bro. You literally was talking about, hey, let's get on this, bro. We're going to get to the playoffs. Let's figure this shit out. Bro, you are averaging under double-digit rebounds right now. That is a problem. I told you, you control your own destiny, bro. You go ahead and control your own destiny and go to the playoffs, it's because it'll be on your back. You go ahead, because I seen Wendell shut down Jokic. I seen Wendell shut down some of the best centers. So he seemed to show up when it wants to be. Chaz got a good point. I get Chaz's frustration about Wendell Carter Jr. We have seen flashes of this guy where he can be, but then sometimes he came into. But can we not? Can we call about D'Angelo Russell going off on us too? D'Angelo Russell went off on us too, bro. I have not heard one person said about D'Angelo Russell went off on us.
I was just going to bring that up, bro.
That dude went off on us, bro, and we're not calling out our backcourt, bro. That dude went off on us for 28 points, bro, and we're not calling out our backcourt. Markel Fultz and Jalen Suggs. I know Jalen Suggs has been amazing defense. Listen, he brought the energy, dog. That man brought the energy today. He did. But our backcourt, even including Cole, too, that dude.
Hold on, Tez. Hold on. James Harden to the Clippers.
Say you what? Swear to God.
What? Swear to God.
What?
There's no way you're breaking news like that.
Who's your source, bro?
Nah.
Bro,
them boys got scared.
Jumbo, 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 jumbo.
Oh, my God.
That's break crazy. It down. Break it down. Listen, you can interrupt me. What happened? What happened? Are you serious?
Yo, Philly.
Harden's a Clipper.
Harden's a Clipper. For
who? We were waiting on the details.
From Woj. Woj just tweeted it.
Hey, if James Harden doesn't throw a hissy fit, they're winning that chip.
Oh my God.
If he doesn't throw his. Damn, we got to play him tomorrow. If
they don't run into not, the Orlando.
No, we don't got to play him tomorrow. He's not playing.
No, that's cool. Thanks for the breaking news, Bryce. But listen, back.
Sorry
to
interrupt, Tez. Go ahead.
Nah, you straight, bro. I appreciate that breaking news. Now I got to dive into that. But like, I'm just saying, man. Listen, all in all, depend like how we play. We had the Lakers. You know, they won by three, and like it was. Listen, it was a dog fight. The Lakers. And the thing that pissed me off about the Magic, bro. You noticed he just got on an overtime game, and like. The motion offense, and this is the thing I speak on, I think, with, like, Stan and Skinny and everybody else in this group here, is that I was still skeptical of Suggs starting because of the spacing, but what they did to alleviate that in the preseason, at least, there was a lot of movement. There was a lot of motion offense. There was a lot of, like, constant motion. And when you got an old veteran team like that, you got to capitalize on that. And I feel like there was times that there was players standing around. And I don't know because we just had the 3 days off or 2 days off, whatever it was. But I felt like the Magic at times, and I get you guys. When we was up four, I'm like, this ain't enough. Friends like, oh, this is a good game. I'm like, no, this ain't a good game, dog. Like, we should be up more on these guys. We should be more up on them. So I get you that I guess everybody – I understand where y'all coming from with James Suss being that last shot. But there was points in that game that shouldn't have been the last shot. That shouldn't have been the last shot. That we put ourselves in positions to win, that there was other plays before that set us to lose that game. So this November month that's coming up is crucial for the Magic season, right? This is a tough stretch that we got coming up here. And we got to figure out how to get some of these games on the road, some of these games that are supposed to be in playoff teams. But we just got to figure this out, man, because right now it is a tough stretch for the Magic here. And I'm hoping they bounce back really strong against and try to figure this out and bounce back on the Clippers. But the Clippers, I felt like we could have got this Laker game. And I don't feel too optimistic in the Clippers because they tend to give us problems. Jazz, we probably can beat them, but honestly, the road trip, if we go 2-2, it is successful. It is successful. But I'm telling you, Lakers, we on that ass Saturday. We owe them Saturday. And I want N-Way to be rocking, bro. I'm telling y'all, if y'all come to that game, I know ticket costs $500 to go to that fucking game. Y'all better be rocking, bro, because I don't want no fucking Laker fans in that bitch, bro. Real shit, man. So, nonetheless, go Magic. We'll figure it out. We got – hey, the good thing about basketball, while it's a rough loss, tomorrow is another day. We'll gear for the Clippers, man. We're going to get Clippers hell. Go Magic.
Today at this point, and I wanted to, because you said earlier, Tez, that a team like the Lakers, a veteran team like that, back-to-back, you got to get out and run on them. And I honestly feel like we did. We just weren't hitting nothing. None of our shots were hitting. Like, all the shots at Markel started the game off. I think Markel took 3 or 4 shots off rip. Those are shots that he usually makes. Those middies are usually money.
Stan, let me ask you this then. Would you think because of the time off? Because there's a team that went to overtime when was in rhythm but had tired legs. But was it because we just had the time off?
It was that yoga session that they kept talking about when they got off the plane in Portland. It was a yoga session. It was that's what happened, man.
Stan, having to be owned by Richard Jefferson of all people. Fucking bomb.
Hey, address the question posed to us by Tyran, the contract question with Markel.
Let's see.
That's a good one too. Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, because they extended. I wouldn't say that. I really wouldn't.
Neither would I, but I agree for sure.
I mean, it's something that we should definitely keep an eye out open for, because I don't know where I saw it. This is another whole space for that, but it's definitely something to keep open for, the Markel extension thing, even though he's mentioned that he wants to stay here. Jeff has mentioned several times they believe in Markel Fultz taking a leap and being that leader. But it's something to, as the season continues to progress, it's something to keep an eye out for, because if that extension isn't done going into the next offseason, where this is kind of a show and prove for him. Oh, I mean, I heard a few names like the Luka Doncic and things out there. I'm not going to get into all that, but it's definitely something to look into.
Stan, before you go to your next guest, I'm going to tell you, bro, like, I made this on my NBA prediction podcast. No NBA team is winning 60 games this year. There's so much talent here. Indiana just lost to the Bulls, bro. The Pacers just lost to the Bulls. So it's just going to be any given night. Like, it's going to be, bro, we're going to be stunned by some of the teams we're going to lose to. It's going to happen. So, like, I don't think there will not be a 60-win team in NBA season this year, because the talent pool in the NBA is just that deep. Big facts.
And, now that you say that, Tez, before we go over to Edge, who's had his hand up, last season we were in here talking about, man, we're losing to the teams that we should be winning against, and we're beating the teams that we shouldn't be in the same case with. I mean, it's only 3 games into the season, guys. I do want to mention that this is a progressive season for a younger team. Things are going to happen. But, we're beating the teams that we should have, and, I mean, we're in competition with the teams that are, supposedly at a higher level than us, so. 3 games in, albeit, 2-1. Listen, 2-1 is a great position to be in. I'm feeling really good about the team's chances right now. I'm feeling really good about the outlook. And, Tez, I know you say you don't know about tomorrow. We are going to beat the Clippers by 3 points. Listen, you guys can bookmark me. It's not a Papa John's tweet. You guys, listen, it's not a Papa John's tweet. I'll send the official Papa John's tweet tomorrow, but listen, we are beating the boys by 3 points. Edge, you got your hand up for a minute. Appreciate the patience, man. Magic didn't get it done tonight. How you feeling about us going into the Clippers tomorrow?
How I feel about it, to be real, as of so far, I think this will be our biggest test yet. Like, I think, the Clippers are obviously a much better team than the Lakers. So, yeah, I think this will be our biggest chance to see where we're at. And I don't want to say, like, some of the same things that, everyone's already said. Like, Gary Harris, like, we know he should have been in. The last play was kind of spontaneous, but we made the best of it that we could. And I think Chad's right about Wendell not really being cut out for the center position, and I'll tell you why. Because I seen a couple possessions, like, okay, he puts his hands up, like he tries to contest the shot, but he's getting back down. And or other plays, like the way he tries to contest it is just lazy, or other times, like he literally just watches people go to the rim. I mean, Wendell, you know, he's a good floor stretcher. He shows what he can do offensively. But, you know, if we're going to have somebody at the center position, then we need somebody who can guard the big bodies and get boards. And this might be a little bit of a hot take, but I've been saying this, and to be honest, I, based off what I've seen, like, I'm thinking, like, we either got to move Mo or – I mean, not we either got to move Wendell, or we might have to start Mo over Wendell. Like, okay, Wendell, he's faster than Mo, and he shoots better and all that, but at least Mo actually plays defense. Like, am I right? And the shooting, we have that. We have the shooting. We have Suggs, Cole. You know, Fultz will hit a couple. You know, Jonathan Isaac hit a couple shots tonight. It's just all about finding the proper rotation for the shooters we have. But what we really need to make the next leap is a defensive paint presence center.
All right, Mo's not it.
I mean, bro, but Wendell is sure not it,
bro.
Wendell's sure not it. I mean, there were other things that, you know, kind of cost us the game, like Paolo and Franz not being hot, and, you know, some of the coaching. But I think Wendell's defense was one of the biggest factors that was causing this game. But, you know, it's still a young team. There's much more NBA games than there are NFL games. So, you know, there's much more time to figure it out. You know, of course, this loss is disappointing, but, you know, there's no reason to have a pity party and say, like, oh, it's a wrap and all that, you know? So, yeah, I think this Clippers game, it'll be our biggest test by far to see where we're at. And, you know, go Magic. That's all I got to say.
You ended off on the perfect note. Go Magic. I mean, I did want to, like you said, there's 82 games in the season, man, with this progression moving forward. And listen, this as you were speaking, this just came to my mind that if the Clippers just traded for James Harden, that means they're going to be a little short-handed tomorrow. I don't know who they traded, but I know they're going to be short-handed. And Kawhi playing 40-plus minutes, hey, I don't know about that knee, man.
Knee's a cook, bro.
Knee is cooked. So, hey, listen, I said 3 points. I'm upping it to 4. Sheesh.
Orlando, L.A., go with that Clippers game. You might see a dub, bro.
We do got that game tomorrow. What are your guys' expectations going into that game?
Well, you've already said the expectation. You heard it here first via Stanley Swanson that the Magic are going to beat the Clippers tomorrow. We really got to just figure out what this news is. Like, I assume Terrence Mann is headed to Philadelphia, so that's a big score for them off the bench. So it's really just can we bounce back off of back-to-back? This team last year was not great on back-to-backs. I don't think we went 2-0 on a single back-to-back. And obviously we started off 0-1. We've had plenty of 1-1s and 0-2s. But this is really going to show the testament of this team is, can we bounce back? Can we right the ship going into Utah on Thursday? I'm feeling pretty confident, not going to lie. This James Harden news has definitely made me a lot more confident because I feel like James Harden is not going to play tomorrow, as well as, you know, they're going to be shorthanded. So I believe we beat them last year at home, correct?
We did. We did. We split a series with Clippers, yeah. We was one.
We beat them at their house, right?
I want to say yes, we did.
Because I feel like that was in December. Yeah, I think it was in December.
Yeah, that was the game Franz, like, basically hit the game-winning three. It wasn't a buzzer beater, but it was ice.
Let's right the ship. Let's go 3-1 to start the year. And I think a lot of the anger that was voiced tonight will be positivity tomorrow night. So let's get it.
Bro, I'm not going to cap. I think everyone in here who's a Magic fan, your expectations or what you should want, I think everybody in here, we should all – be saying the same thing, bro. Like, just Paolo and Franz just have to play well. In the same game. This team can't afford games like this too often. In terms of Paolo and Franz just not operating like they should be, bro. Like, it. I understand it's early in the season. I've seen someone in the comments say, Paolo shouldn't even touch FIBA. He should have just been working on his game. I mean, I'm not going to go too far into that, but I get where he's coming from. I'm just praying for Paolo to just pick it up. That's it. That's all I want tomorrow. And I think we win just off of that alone, bro. Like,
I don't think I'd go as far to say that I would wish Paolo would have done FIBA and worked out, because – I would hold off saying that until the end of the season, simply because it is an 82-game season. He might start out, you know, not every player is going to have a perfect 82, so maybe down along the line we're going to see some things that he picked up during FIBA.
Chad, let me add to this too. Like, I was vehemently, like, against him playing five in FIBA basketball because it's more of a physical stature of play. I knew a lot of fans was like, oh, well, he should be playing the span. Like, no, I do not want my franchise player playing the five. I know Steve Kerr liked to play the five. He likes to play small ball. We don't have the luxury of having Stephen Curry that can spread the floor for you. That's why USA didn't get a medal, because we was trying to play different player. Walker Kessler should have been playing five. Paolo should have been playing four off the bench. That what should have happened. But I'm not a coach. I'm just a regular fan who watched basketball. That's just my thoughts. Anywho, know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Paolo will figure it out. I think he's just going to the whole sophomore slump. But you know what? Good about our team, we're so fucking deep, dog, that he can figure it out. You got time to figure it out, dog. So, like, you know what? We got a deep squad. Paolo, figure it out. We got a deep squad. Cole Anthony's hooping right now. Franz is hooping. Like, we got a bunch of guys that are hooping right now. So we got some of you guys to figure it out while we're 2-1. 2-1 right now. So figure it out. Bounce back against the Clippers. And, hey, Paul's going to figure it out, man. Listen, he's too much of a hooper. He's too much of a gym rat. He's going to figure this out. So I ain't worried about Paolo one bit, dog.
I'm with you, Tez. He's a hooper. And – he's about, and I keep seeing the picture of Jalen Suggs with his face in his jersey. And guys, I once again, I want to go ahead and shout out Jalen Suggs. Like, he should not be down on himself for taking that actual last second shot. He went and got the rebound when nobody else was trying to, you know, he was actually making the effort. Jalen Suggs should be, you know, if anything, super, super proud with his effort tonight. I mean, listen, you win some, you lose some. We going to be back tomorrow, and the Magic going to get that dub, like I said, against the Clippers, four-point game. But, guys, we've been up here for about an hour and 30 minutes. We got any final thoughts before we go ahead and wrap it up? We'll be back tomorrow night after the dub. And listen, I'm going to be tired, but we're going to be back after the dub tomorrow. Any final thoughts, guys?
I just want to add one more thing. Based off what I've seen so far, like, of course we, you know, have to figure out what adjustments we have to make. And, you know, we also, like, overall have to work on our confidence. But so far from what I've seen, like, I think this team shows that they're hungry and they really want it. And they're making jumps in, you know, other areas we haven't seen. You know, we're already off to a better start than we were last season.
Stan, I know Papa John's ain't available tomorrow for 50% off. I'm telling y'all, y'all still got Chick-fil-A 30-piece nuggets, bro, for what we put in the Rockets. So make sure y'all get that Polynesian sauce, that buffalo sauce, that ranch, and celebrate that we got that 30-piece on the Rockets head who was talking reckless. But nonetheless, we move forward to the Clippers.
Get you that 30-piece. Okay, listen, it's Taco Tuesday tomorrow. I'll get you some tacos and whatnot. And enjoy Magic Dub on Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. Like I was in this off, thank you each and every one of you guys for joining us for a space. It is 2 a.m. on the East Coast, and you guys are still rocking with us. Shouts out to you guys for being here. We wouldn't be able to do these spaces without you guys. Shouts out to everybody in the Magic Together community. Like I was in this off, Magic City, Magic Together. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Have a great one.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.